Welcome to the Teaching Tax Flow podcast, where the goal is to empower and educate you to legally and ethically minimize taxes paid over your lifetime.
Welcome to episode 4 of the Teaching Tax Flow podcast. Chris Picuro here with my co-host Johnny T.
What's happening is I'm taking a sip of water here. You know, you caught me off guard a little bit.
Of course, we are really excited about our inaugural Real Estate Market Spotlight episode.
And Chris, before you actually introduce her, she probably has one of the best names I've ever heard. So we're basically going to talk about the real estate market, right?
We are.
So what's the one thing that everybody in that market wishes they had? On the agent side and the buyer side.
We talked about this on one of our previous episodes. When clients asked me questions, I said, I wish I had a crystal ball. But guess what? We actually have a crystal ball here today.
We do. It's incredible. I don't know where we found her, but she's here, right?
And it's not broken. I always say my crystal ball is broken to our clients. So first market spotlight, Panama City Beach, Florida. You know how much we have love for the city. And with Crystal Ball here from Investors Gone Wild Realty, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for hosting me.
Our pleasure. So with Teaching Tax Flow, obviously you know that we are trying to empower taxpayers to legally and ethically reduce the tax they pay in their lifetime. Many, many of our listeners and subscribers are interested in real estate. And they're always intrigued by different markets. Real estate's so micro in many ways in different markets. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself, about the Panama City Beach market, and how you got into real estate?
Sure thing. Well, it was an accident how I got into real estate. I was bored at home with Life Changer Baby.
Ooh.
And invested in my first condo. And I hired a very large property management company to manage it for me. And they were wanting to hire a sales manager. Well, with Life Changer Baby, I didn't want a management job again. So I just said, I'll do sales. So I signed 80 properties under management here in 14 months. So I got a crash course on the market and learned all about the condos, houses, and the property management side. So it was a perfect way to get into real estate because it gave me such a broad frame of reference. And then I went on to a different property management company, signed another 120 properties. The challenge, though, was that the clients were very unhappy with the management companies I was working for. So being very ethically minded myself and very driven to solve problems, I started teaching people to manage their own properties, and I had a much higher success rate doing that. So, but knowing the market like I did, it was a lot of fun to get. Well, and I moved here because these beaches are just, they're unparalleled. I traveled all over, dive master, you know, and you just can't find anything like it here. So
you're Crystal, dive master. I know Johnny T's a mix master.
I'm super intrigued with this. So obviously, I mean, we haven't known each other that long, right? So I kind of backing up. So my experience with the crystal ball, I just like saying that, right?
The
crystal ball.
Kind of like the Ohio State.
The crystal ball. I like
my
that.
Crystal ball says sold.
The only one I have is the one sitting next to me right now. That's the only crystal ball I have. So my experience with you as this mythical creature, as the crystal ball, I remember getting off a flight. I mean, coming in from Michigan, I think it was in February that it was down here in Panama City mm-hmm. Beach. Get off the plane. I remember very vividly. I'm wearing jeans, boots, and a hoodie. Of course, sweating like crazy, getting off the plane. And I remember getting in a vehicle with you, driving around town, I don't know, maybe 2 hours or so, looking at all these properties with you and Chris and one of your partners. I would have never guessed you've only been doing this for a short period of time. I would have thought you were born, raised, you had a family here, you probably went back 100 years. I mean, maybe they were the founders of Panama City. You knew everything about this place. How in the world is that possible? Besides having a crystal ball.
Clearly. Well, you know, there is an advantage to that. But no, my cousin was a real estate broker in Alabama, so we grew up coming down to her property. She had been in real estate for years. I had learned a ton from her. So I was already familiar with the market. Plus, I spent 13 years in the convenience store industry, traveling all over the U.S. So the owners of all the Express Lane stores were my clients. So I came here a lot. They were not happy I didn't come in the winter much, but I like the summer better. So
funny
spring
how
and fall, went. Yeah. So I was down here a lot anyway. So I had a large frame of reference on the market to start with. But real estate is so different than just understanding. You know, when you drive around a new neighborhood or a new area, you still do not understand it from a buying level. So working with the investors that I picked up right early on was how I learned how to buy a property, because the investors taught me so much. so quick. So I was very fortunate to find some really savvy investors early on, and to find Chris on the tax side, which was totally life-changing, because we always, as investors, we always look for cash flow, but it's really more, especially as you get higher income, you have to understand that tax flow. And because I say it's like a hamster wheel, once you get off, you can't, once you get on, you cannot get off. That's what it is.
Well, we'll be hitting you up for a testimonial very soon. But so, and thank you for that. What's drawing people to Panama City Beach and this, just the Emerald Coast, number one, just from you know, people moving here and people spending their time and vacationing here? And then what are the things that advice you can give to someone that's looking for a vacation rental property, for instance?
Sure. So the number one draw for me was the water, because you can travel all over the world and I like to see what's about to eat me, even as a diver. So you can just, the visibility in our waters is amazing. So it rivals the Bahamas or Grand Cayman. So that's one of the big draws. The other big draw for me was that the people here are very down to earth. We border Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and we're a weekend drive to destination from so many places, even like Dallas, Nashville, Atlanta. Our top three feeder markets are Orlando, Atlanta and Dallas. And so when people come in and out of this area, people like the ease of geography and getting here. And so that's one of the major draws. The other big thing is that we have a lot of infrastructure changes. St. Joe is our largest developer, and they're working on some massive new infrastructure changes for the entire panhandle. So when you look at the roads being built out, there's new bridges, colleges, marinas, retail, every type of infrastructure change is being done here. And so as investors, again, one of the fundamental rules is you want to be a part of an emerging market, and that's mm-hmm. what this is. When you go down to South Florida, which, again, I've traveled all over Florida, checking out all these beaches, Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, Anna Maria Island, Sanibel, it's so gorgeous on some of these other places. But here, it's, you know, we do have a little bit more seasonality, which some people like. It, you know, we get a little bit of it's not really that cold, but not like Michigan, where Johnny T's at.
I can't get that airplane in a parka.
I know. You really didn't have to go to Florida, man.
Hey, as long as I have shorts on with a parka, I'd be all right, right? You got to mix it up a little bit.
Or just, the boxers. Yeah. But anyway, it's because it's an emerging market, and we've got so many different new infrastructure changes coming, it's really been a lot of fun to be a part of the development side, too, and learning all of that. But then on the vacation rental side, what you look for is proximity to beach and amenities are the top two things that people are looking for from the guest reservation side. So once you lose the line of sight to the beach, though, I don't really see a huge difference in the booking capacity, whether it's two or three blocks or four or five, as long as it's south of 98, or my favorite market is south of Grand Lagoon, because you have all the water accessibility on the east end of the beach. So we had three sections in Panama City Beach. You've got West End, Middle Beach, East End. But and I've been intimately involved in transactions all through the beach, but the East End is really where a lot of I see the heavier growth especially in the more luxury segment coming up. The West End is very close to 38. They call that the Beverly Hills of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Different market, a lot more bougie. And so it's very high end. And so you have that creeping over into the West End, but I see the water accessibility is why people are here. Almost everyone's going out on a pontoon boat, out on a boat of some sort, jet skiing. So all of that's here on the East End. You do not have Gulf accessibility from the West End. So for that reason, Dive Master here moved to the East End and prefer it much, much more.
It's funny you mentioned that too. So personally, I grew up on the water, Great Lakes, obviously a totally different market. It is very interesting to be on a coast in salt water and see pontoon boats. So as wild as it is to me, it makes sense, because it's not like you're directly getting on a marina, getting on a boat, and going offshore, which some people don't like to do. So, I mean, and we just experienced this today, too. Being on that water, I mean, Chris was, shooting one of our little marketing videos, quick little snippets, and there's dolphins jumping all over. Mm-hmm. So, and it sounds like that's not a rarity, right?
Not at all. We have, I've seen huge fevers of rays. We have manta rays. I've seen octopus, all kinds of jellyfish. We have pelicans. Tons and tons of dolphins. You can go out from boating here out to Crooked Island. I've swam with sharks 10 feet from me. It's just absolutely unbelievable here. So the quality of life is very high too, because you have somewhat of that rural feel. We still have a lot of country areas nearby. So it has a very diverse type of life here, offered here. So
Excellent. Well, I want to mention something that when we talk about our teaching tax flow, and one of the RET strategies is residency planning. So there's no state income tax here in this beautiful state of Florida. Mm-hmm. I know the airport's been expanding here in Panama City Beach. Can you talk about a little, just mention maybe just market-wise, maybe a similarity between someone that's buying a primary residence here versus a vacation rental, maybe one main difference, and where do you, I don't want to say where do you see the market going, but what are some of the, yeah, what's one similarity and maybe one difference, and how does, what other industries are coming in here? I know there's a lot of military down here. Like I said, the airport is expanding. Can you...
Yeah, so the Tyndall Air Force Base was just announced to be the base of the future. They got the biggest government contract in history. We have a huge naval base here. They have a training academy. I've got the advantage of touring it with the XO, the Navy base here, who actually started the real estate investor meetup with me years
awesome.
Ago. He taught me a ton about real estate investing. He works for a syndication firm in California now. But the so when you have people coming in for primary residency, oftentimes, I've had doctor clients do this as well, they will specifically buy a vacation rental as their primary and forward planning to turn it into a vacation rental at the end of those 2 years, because you don't pay capital gains after 2 years of owning the primary. So it's a really smart strategy. Again, not one that I knew getting into this, but not one that I very well execute now.
Gold strategy, section 121. Don't worry, we'll have a podcast on that later.
it's so true. Once you start understanding these principles and look at the overall picture, I think one of the things that you taught me first off was, don't look at the year you're in. Look at the 5 years, look mm-hmm. forward, because mm-hmm. tax planning is not in the calendar year you're in. So once I understood that and started looking at the bigger picture, it really helped me. And it also helped me in understanding how to navigate clients through those decisions. Because so what I look at my job now is just consulting on what they look for. So we look at what their needs are from a just functional capacity and what their must-haves are. But we have such a varied type of housing here, because you've got townhomes, condos, homes. We do have some neighborhoods that are short-term rental restricted, but overall we're very open to short-term rentals in this market. It's been very, because that's a huge part of our economy here. We are a very popular tourist destination, and the city's done a really great job of we have a lot of, like, the Pirate Festival, Mardi Gras. We have so many different events here, music festivals. Johnny T can rock it out. The Gulf Coast Jam.
Yeah, man.
Gulf Coast Jam. We got a lot of Nashville coming in here for
that's
the Gulf Coast
right.
Jam.
Absolutely.
Well, when we, as an investor that has invested here, there's always something going on here. My children are into sports. There's always tournaments. There's just always something going on. And I think with the development at Pier Park has been great for tourism. Mm-hmm. Question for you: what do you feel is, a lot of people, when they're thinking about investing in a coastal community or maybe relocating to a coastal community, their main concern might be, on a personal level, storms, but on a financial level, insurance. Can you give anyone any advice on kind of, different insurance planes or
sure.
That's something, yeah.
Having lived through Hurricane Michael, personally experiencing this, yes, I actually wrote a piece about this recently when Hurricane Ian came through, from some of what I learned. A lot of people bring that up in the beginning of a search process, but growing up in Alabama, we had tornadoes rip through and destroy whole towns. We were always in a basement, scared of a storm in Alabama. So I think anywhere you live, you can have a natural. In California, we had earthquakes as kids. So anywhere you live, you can have a natural disaster. But yes, it is important to be prepared on the insurance side. I have a directory of different insurers here, and it's very important to understand which flood zone you're in. X is the best. AE, a little bit more high risk. A is, you got to watch it, and you it's mandatory to have flood insurance. So the state has implemented more regulations because of so many storms, and mm-hmm. so. But it's like with when we had the hurricane here, both our business and our home had some damage, and we ended up having to get a public adjuster, because a lot of the insurance carriers will just they offered me $1,400. Mm-hmm. I'm like, really? I can help navigate who to go to for what around here in light of that. But it is, I think you're going to find that anywhere you go, there's fires and natural disasters and things that can be caused anywhere. But to me, it's a high quality of life and you just can't get these views or this lifestyle anywhere.
The juice is worth the squeeze,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, exactly.
And kind of what we talk about on almost every podcast is building your own personal board of directors, mm-hmm. and making sure that those people are in place in your life, and having that risk management piece is very important. So,
And Chris, to that point too, it's almost, you know, me and you obviously talk a lot about this, where it's for a business owner building up their own BOD. So that's mm-hmm. your attorney, your accountant, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera, building up. But Crystal, it actually seems like you help your clients set that up here. Is that right?
Absolutely. So. Yeah, I've never been one of these volume is not really my focus. It's more about the quality of the client I work with and the experience. I had a long reputation or long-standing reputation in the convenience store industry I worked in. I like high service, and so we like to provide a lot of value to our clients, not just, you know, I'm not just transactional in nature, because I become friends with these clients, and I've worked on 20 transactions with some clients, and so mm-hmm. when you get to know them at that level, you know, you better be doing something right. So I prefer that, though. I enjoy my life better doing that. Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely.
In our private practice, we've got your friends become your clients become your friends. We're probably reversed, but that's just one of our sayings.
Yeah.
Well, this has been amazing. I'm so happy we picked a place that's near and dear to my heart in our inaugural spotlight for location spotlight, market spotlight. I know you have quite a following on social media. We'll have to have you in on another podcast about disrupting markets and kind of some cool stuff. But how can anyone that listened to this podcast follow you and learn more about Panama City Beach?
Oh, you can Google Crystal Ball. I'm all over the internet now. or just go to investshortterm.com or Investors Gone Wild Realty.
We'll put that in the show notes. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Yeah, we'll put that in the show notes. And we really appreciate it. We couldn't have a better guest to be our inaugural Market Spotlight person. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you, everybody, again, for joining us for one of the Teaching Tax Flow podcasts. As we continue to build this, too, feel free. Shoot us those questions, those topic ideas. Again, as Chris likes to mention as well, which has a lot of truth behind it, Teaching Tax Flow as a whole is built for you, not for us. So,
yeah.
Chris,
you have absolutely.
Some closing notes?
It's built for you. We're going to put this stuff in the show notes. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe, give us feedback. And thank you so much for listening.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Crystal.
Absolutely.
Have a good week, everybody.